Many blessings to you and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Ezekiel 2 verse 8 to chapter 3 verse 1 to 11. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious people. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Then I looked, and I saw a hand stretched out to me. In it was a scroll, which he unscrolled before me. On both sides of it were written words of lament and mourning and woe. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the people of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your mouth with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. He then said to me, Son of man, go now to the people of Israel and speak my words to them. You are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel. Not to many peoples of obscure speech and strange language whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me, for all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. And he said to me, Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you. Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen. Think with me on the theme, accepting and digesting God's message. Dear friends, in the book of Ezekiel, there is a moment when God hands the prophet a scroll filled with lamentations, mourning and woe, and instructs him to eat it. Ezekiel follows God's command, and to his surprise, the scroll tastes as sweet as honey. Sometimes God's truths can be hard to hear, but when we take them to heart, they become a source of strength and joy. This idea is similar to a child who is handed a plate of broccoli. The child may initially recoil, thinking of all the other foods they would rather be eating. But with some encouragement, when the child finally tastes it, they find it's not as bad as they imagined. Over time, they might even grow into enjoying it and recognizing its benefits. In our modern world, we are often presented with scrolls that we are hesitant to digest. This can be challenging feedback from a boss, advice from a loved one, or even moments of self-realization. Our initial reaction might be resistance or denial, but when we take a step back and genuinely consume these truths, we often find the lead to growth, understanding, and ultimately a sweeter life. So, what do we learn from this text? Embrace the difficult messages, accept them, chew on them, and let them nourish your soul. Because just like Ezekiel's scroll or that plate of broccoli, they often have much more value than we first perceived. Heavenly Father, grant us the courage to accept the scrolls you place before us, even when they are filled with hard truths. Help us digest your words and teachings, finding the sweet wisdom they hold. Lead us to grow, change, and draw closer to you through every challenge we face. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless, keep, and preserve us now and forevermore. Amen.